Shabbat Shalom. Can you improve on perfection? God can. And this morning we're going to consider for a few minutes Shemini Atzeret. This is a two-part message. I'll be talking about Shemini Atzeret. It's the eighth day added to what is the seven-day holiday of Sukkot, also known as the Feast of Booths or Tabernacles, which ended yesterday. Shemini Atzeret began yesterday evening, will conclude this evening. It's a holiday that's produced a bit of confusion and a little bit of contention, but really it ought to be a source of celebration. So let's talk about the commandment of Shemini Atzeret. We find this in Leviticus chapter 23, verses 36 and 39. For 7 days, you shall present food offerings to the Lord. You had me at food. On the eighth day, you shall hold a holy convocation and present a food offering to the Lord. It is a solemn assembly. You shall not do any ordinary work. On the 15th day of the seventh month, when you've gathered in the produce of the land, you shall celebrate the feast of the Lord 7 days. On the first day shall be a solemn rest, and on the eighth day shall be a solemn rest. And then again in Numbers chapter 29, verses 35 through 38, here's what we read. On the eighth day you shall have a solemn assembly. You shall not do any ordinary work, but you shall offer a burnt offering, a food offering with a pleasing aroma to the Lord. One bull, one ram, 7 male lambs, a year old, without blemish, and the grain offering and the drink offerings for the bull, for the ram, and for the lambs in the prescribed quantities. Also 1 male goat for a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering and its grain offering and its drink offering. Sounds like a great barbecue to me. But let's talk about it. Some facts and a little bit of confusion about Shemini Atzeret. The word Shemini is the ordinal form of the number 8, Shmone. As we just saw in Leviticus chapters 23 and 29, God commanded that the 8th, Shemini day, referring to the week of Sukkot, be considered a solemn assembly, an Atzeret. No one knows for sure what atzeret means, but it probably stems from the Hebrew verb atzar, meaning to hold back, implying that we're not yet to return to the day-to-day routine. In context, it appears to be a deliberate extension of the prior 7 days, but the lack of specific detail caused the rabbis to wrestle with the meaning of the holiday. And we'll talk more about that in a couple minutes. Although Hoshana Rabbah, which was yesterday, is the 7th and thus technically the last day of Sukkot, the rabbis ultimately decided to treat Shemini Atzeret and Simchat Torah as part of Sukkot. The earliest rabbinic reference to Shemini Atzeret calls it Yom Tov Acharon Shel HaChag, the last day of the festival. And yet, the Talmud considers it a festival in its own right. So which is it? Anyone? Bueller? Sorry. I'm going with the former. It is part of Sukkot since that's how God formed it. And that's how he framed it. Now, a few other facts about Shemini Atzeret. We're done shaking the lulav and the etrog. Also, there are no more prayers about the commandment to dwell in the sukkah. Also, it begins a season of praying for Geshem, rain, the fall rain, which will continue through Passover. So, what is God teaching us through Shemini Atzeret? Why did Adonai add an eighth day to the week of Sukkot? The answer to that question might be the very key to understanding what he wants us to learn from it. Sukkot is such a joyous holiday. So doesn't it seem a little odd that God would tack on an extra day and refer to it as a solemn assembly? It just doesn't strike me as solemn at all. Is it possible we have lost something in translation? I think maybe we have. The word atzar certainly has a range of meaning. It can mean to detain or to confine or to restrict. But the word solemn is an unlikely way to translate it. Granted, the Jewish Publication Society scriptures render it that way as solemn. But some English translations also have followed their lead. But that doesn't mean it's the best way to translate it. As we said earlier, the more likely meaning of that word atzar is to hold back. And here, I believe, is the intent of the passage. Adonai has commanded a 7-day-long feast characterized by joy and celebration. And just as at a wonderful occasion, you wish it could last just a little longer, I think the intent here is that God is saying to Israel, don't leave just yet. Stay with me a little longer. There are several places in Scripture where God does express his desire to dwell, to tabernacle with us. In fact, in Revelation chapter 21, which is actually an echo of Isaiah 65, here's what we read. Here we go. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the tabernacle, the sukkah of God is among men, and he shall dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be among them. Now, did you catch the repetition of the word new? New heavens, new earth, New Jerusalem. There's something special about the number 8. Sukkot is the 7th and last of the 7 annual holidays about which we read in the Torah. It occurs in it's the 7th biblical holiday. It occurs in the 7th month, the month of Tishrei. It lasts 7 days. And in the days when the temple still stood, there were 70 bulls sacrificed. And what does the number 7 convey in Scripture? Completion, perfection. As most of you know, that's what it means. Perfection. So if 7 represents completion, what does the number 8 represent but a new beginning? Perhaps the intent of Shmini Atzeret, an 8th day of holding back, is God's way of saying, don't leave yet. I want you to stick around. I'm going to do something altogether new. So in conclusion, as it turns out, what's new is you. Therefore, if anyone is in Messiah, Paul wrote, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. So let's think about today, this Shmini Atzeret, this 8th day of holding back. Let's treat it as a special day by drawing near to God. And maybe by doing new things for the Lord, serving him with new boldness and joy.